Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Starr. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Starr. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bomber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Bruner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Bruner. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Pretty scores. Sievers moves to third. Platt moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball four. Sievers scores. Platt moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Marino Pirretti now pitching. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr fires over to first and Graham drops the ball. That's an error on Graham. Philly moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr takes first base on ball four. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Pieretti juggles the ball. That's an error on Pieretti. Starr moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner bunts towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Starr moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Starr scores. Dillinger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Pretty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Platt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler strikes out. One out. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Starr strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Bill Higdon pinch hits for Don Wheeler. Ned Garver now pitching. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Malone now catching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pretty scores. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2. Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence now playing left field. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber is 0-for-1 in the game. Bomber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham strikes out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner bunts for an out with unknown description. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Malone and he is out, Krasnick applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krasnick moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Jim Bomber. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.